Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Dr. Susan Lee Program.
Hello. We, the Arcturians, welcome you to the third section of the Arcturian Ascension Process. In the first section, we talked more about your connection to the Earth. And in the second section, we talked about your emotions and your greater sense of family, which included the Great Mother Gaia. In this section, we shall talk about your thoughts and emotions and sense of self. Self being your personal self, self being your human self, self being your planetary self, and how your sense of self combines with your emotions, which combines with your thoughts to create your consciousness. We wish to remind you that all of you are beautiful, multidimensional beings, and within your expanded multidimensional nature, you have many states of consciousness. And your thoughts, your emotions, and your sense of self derive from that state of consciousness. When you were young and you were still dependent on others to care for you, your state of consciousness was not yet independent. Perhaps it was not yet even individual. You might have seen yourself as a member of your family. As you grew up into adulthood, the mores of your third dimensional reality taught you that now you were fully an individual, and now you have individual consciousness. That individual consciousness over time and responsibility and love grew into a group consciousness, in which you began to feel that you were not just dependent on others and not just independent, but you became to realize that you were dependable to others and dependable to yourself. And as this progress continued, you found that yourself was not just your human form, that yourself was much more. You realized that, yes, you are an individual, but you are an individual who is a component of many others. First, the component might have been your family and your best friends. Then, as your consciousness expanded, then you began to realize that your consciousness was something more. You began to realize that there was a collective consciousness. Take a moment now and tune into the collective consciousness of everyone else who is listening to this radio show at this time, as well as everyone else who will ever listen to this radio show at any time. For once you move into the collective consciousness, you have moved beyond the limitations of separation of your third dimensional reality. And you know, since there is no separation, since you are all one huge collective consciousness, you know there is no space. There is no space that divides you, for your consciousness is not a thing. Your consciousness is your thoughts, your emotions, the projection of yourself out into the world. And those thoughts and emotions and projections of self intermingle and overlap with every other person within your time, within your space, and beyond. For now you have moved out of that third-dimensional bubble of your earth vessel, of your physical body, and moved in to your fourth-dimensional astral body, your finer body, your aura, your astral body, which moves into your emotional body, your mental body, your causal body, and your spiritual body, and the body of your great I Am presence. You are all of these bodies, and not just you. Everyone within the collective consciousness, whether or not they know they are within a collective consciousness, all have all of those frequencies of body and all of those frequencies of consciousness and much more. With this realization that you are part of a collective, then you realize that this collective is not limited to human beings. You realize that this collective is everything, every person, every place, every animal that is on and within and around the body of Gaia. It is at this point that your consciousness has expanded into planetary consciousness. You know that your physical earth vessel is made of the same elements that makes up the body of Gaia. You know inside your soul that you are the planet, and the planet is you. It is at this point that your consciousness makes a very large shift. For now, your responsibility is not just to yourself, to your family, to your job, to your neighborhood. Your responsibility is beyond your state, beyond your country, beyond your nation. Your responsibility is to the entire planet. For again, within this expanded consciousness, those elements of time and space and separation no longer apply. Furthermore, the third dimensional polarities of you and me and good and bad and love and fear, pretty and ugly and smart and dumb, no longer apply. For we are all one now. And all of us have all of these experiences at some point in our life. That is why all of us, that includes us, the Arcturians. For we must remind you that there are many of us that are holding forms at this time. There are many of all the members of our great galactic family who are holding earth vessels at this time. This is a very special time. And many brave members of our star systems, of our star nations, and of our united galactic realities, our galactic federations, our galactic unity, for all of us have a consciousness that has moved into the fifth dimension and beyond, has moved beyond the polarities of the third dimension and beyond the polarities, even though they are less intense, but beyond the polarities of the fourth dimension as well. And this, our beloved ones, is what you are in the process of doing right now. As you expand your consciousness to embrace your light body, the light body that is right now overseeing your every thought, your every emotion, constantly reminding you that you are light body, that within your great multidimensional self, there are so many expressions of your consciousness. Within the expression of your galactic consciousness, which is a natural progression from your planetary consciousness, within your galactic consciousness, you are more than just a planet. You are more than just a solar system. You are this beautiful galaxy. This entire galaxy is yours to journey, to visit, to become with the power of your great multidimensional thought. Your multidimensional thought is your own light. It is a multidimensional light that you take into your being, and it moves through your body and lights all the synapses of your physical form. So all of these synapses, all of these neural networks of your third-dimensional form are returning to their true fifth-dimensional light, while they are also maintaining your third-dimensional, second- and first-dimensional form. For you are a multidimensional being. And you are on the cusp now of expanding your consciousness into your fifth-dimensional self. Within your fifth-dimensional self, even the galaxy is too small. Within your fifth-dimensional self, you yearn to visit the entire cosmos. And you know that there are fragments of yourself, there are expressions of yourself all over the greater universe. For you are so much more than the earth vessel who was listening at this moment. You are so much more than the earth vessel, which is a small fragment of your consciousness, is holding. As you transmute your consciousness, you transmute your physical form. And as you transmute your physical form, you transmute that which your form is made of, the earth, air, fire, and water, which is inside of your body, which is your body. Within your elements of earth, air, fire, and water, there is also the fourth dimensional elementals of earth, which is the gnomes, air, which is the sylphs, fire, which is the salamanders, and water, which is the undines. All of these fourth-dimensional elementals live within your physical form, live within your aura, which is wider, taller, and surrounds your physical form at the same time that it penetrates every atom, every cell. Therefore, the elementals, which are assisting you to live within your form. These elementals are assisting you to be able to accept the multidimensional light through your aura. And they are assisting you to allow this aura to enter into your form. Because these beautiful elementals are fourth dimensional, they are not bound by your physical time or your physical space. Therefore, they move through your body, into your body, out your body, and out into the greater body of Gaia. It is through the movement of these elementals that you constantly and consistently impress yourself onto the planet. It is through these fourth dimensional elementals that your thoughts, your emotions, your consciousness, the fire of your spirit, all of them come together within the body of Gaia. We invite you now to step out of your physical form, to step out of the physical form of Gaia, and to return to your true self of pure consciousness. Imagine now that you are your breath. And as you inhale a breath, feel that breath come into your body and into your heart. And feel how it circulates around within your form. And now, inhale once more. A long exhale. And imagine that your consciousness is just like that air that you have exhaled out through your mouth or through your nose. Your body is still there. There is still oxygen. Just as your consciousness is still in your body, you are still alive. But a part of your body is about to have the experience of being pure consciousness. Allow your consciousness to slowly float. And it might move to the right and then move to the left. It may seem to rise up and then to float down. It may move in ever-expanding circles, or move straight up into the atmosphere. And from this consciousness, this pure consciousness that you are, you look down and you see your physical body getting smaller and smaller. And then the place, the building in which you were in, is getting smaller and smaller. And the neighborhood is smaller, the state smaller. As you move further, further up into pure consciousness, the nation, the hemisphere, the continent, planet, smaller and smaller. And then you are within a cloud of light. You feel that cloud of light and know that it is filled with consciousness of others. It is all of the consciousness that surrounds Gaia. It is all of the consciousness of all of your galactic family that surrounds Gaia. Within your consciousness, you move through higher and higher expressions of the third dimension, into higher and higher expressions of the fourth dimension, to the threshold of the fifth dimension. And you experience many ships, many starships of beautiful light. All of them are filled your star family. Feel how we are supporting you. Feel how we send you love, how we send such admiration, for you are such courageous beings. You are remembering who you are. You are holding your light. You are remembering yourself in the midst of an ever-growing chaos. Reach out in your consciousness and allow those to whom you feel the closest to extend their consciousness to you. Allow your imagination to show you a higher expression of yourself. Allow your imagination to to expand your consciousness to the place in which you can see yourself as a beautiful fifth-dimensional being. Are you in the starship? Are you in several starships? Are you floating around as pure consciousness? Do you have a form on a different planet, in a different galaxy? Are you waiting on fifth-dimensional Earth, waiting for the rest of you to come home to it, to you, to your great multidimensional self? Imagine now what a wonderful reunion that is, for there is no time and space from where we are, so we will not speak of it in the future or in the past, for within the fifth dimension, there is only now. We will not speak of it as here or there, for within the fifth dimension, there is only here. It is where you are. It is your state of consciousness. And from this expanded state of consciousness, take a moment and allow yourself to imagine whatever beautiful form you may wish to experience. You could soar through the sky like a beautiful bird. You could be a dolphin or a whale in the great cosmic sea. You could be a cloud. You could be the actual starship. You could be a captain of a starship. You can experience and do experience whatever it is that your consciousness places its intention upon. Do you see how powerful you are? Feel that great power within. As you move back into your earth vessel, you feel that light coming back in with your breath as you inhale, and back in to your heart as you exhale. Since there is no time, there is no space, since it is simply an illusion, choose to be here now. Here now, within the truth and beauty of your multidimensional self. Feel how you extend all the way into the core of Gaia's physical planet. Feel how you take an individual illusion of form, the illusion of an individual form, within your human body. Feel how that aura of that human body expands far beyond that form and intermingles and interacts with all the other person, places, people, and things in Gaia's world of the third dimension. Feel how your aura expands into the fourth dimension, and feel how you are pure consciousness. And with that pure consciousness, remain an awareness and connection to your physical form, while you also go directly to your fifth dimensional self, awaiting you in your chosen spot of return, home to yourself. And with that consciousness, connect your fifth dimensional being with your third dimensional expression, and feel how the heart, how the unconditional love of your fifth dimensional self slowly and steadily pulls you back into yourself. Feel how you, from your grounded place, surrender fall into, relax into that who you have always been, a great multidimensional being. Blessings, blessings on your return. Hello, this is the third section of Healing the Self, Healing the Mother. We will start this session with healing the areas of our third chakra. Our third chakra rules our power within. However, if we have not yet gained our power within, we will find ourselves in situations where others have power over us, or we will find a need to gain power over others. The third chakra also rules all of our digestive tract, our stomach, our pancreas, all of that. It does not rule our bowels and the release of what we have already digested, which is the second chakra. The third chakra is our ability to digest and integrate the information that comes into us. And just as we need to be discerning about the food that we put into our digestion, we also need to be discerning about the psychic energy that enters into our third chakra. Our third chakra is the last of the three lower chakras. The three lower chakras: one, being grounded, finding your inner warrior; two, your emotions, your family. Both one and two have to do with sexuality and sensuality. Two has a lot to do with your emotions. The third chakra has a lot to do with your intellect and your thinking. The third chakra resonates to the color of yellow. And often you will see people with a lot of yellow in their auras. These people are ones that are very intellectual, and they are ruling their life through their intellect, and perhaps are not allowing enough attention to be given to their emotions and to their higher inspiration. The third chakra is the spleen, and the spleen is our inner sun. It is a chakra that is meant to resonate out into the world, to resonate our inner light out into the world, to resonate our thoughts out into the world, and to resonate our power. It is not a chakra that is meant to bring in energy. Therefore, we must be careful that we do not pick up psychic senses through our third chakra, for the resonance is still low enough that dissonant, fear-based thoughts or intentions of others could enter into that chakra. Therefore, we need to create a firewall for that chakra. That firewall is our own inner power, the radiation of our power within. Many people are not able to understand the concept of power within. What that means is that within ourselves, we have the great power of wisdom and love. And within our power, we need to balance wisdom, power, and love.
If wisdom, power, and love are not balanced, then it can go astray. Our firewall falls down because our emanation of power is not tempered with the love that we have for ourselves and for others. Our power then would not be tempered by the great wisdom of how to use our power in the world. So we will take a moment and first, focusing on the area just below your rib cage and down into your navel of your third chakra, take a long moment and allow yourself to connect with your own inner wisdom. You know that it is there. You may see this inner wisdom as an instinct or an idea or a picture or an image or a memory. All of this is true. For within the third chakra, our wisdom is grounded within our physical reality. Therefore, we may not be able to differentiate it from our own thoughts, our own ideas, which of course it is. But to find our inner power, we must know that if we feel it within ourselves, it is ours. If we connect with a higher being within ourself, then we have done it within. This higher being is in the oneness of ourself. Take a long moment now and feel the love. Feel how you love yourself. And if there are areas of your life that you do not love, take a moment now to see that area and to embrace it unconditionally. Embrace it and allow yourself to realize that we are all growing, we are all learning. None of us are perfect. We all have flaws. The key to healing our flaws is to love ourselves unconditionally, exactly the way we are. When we love people, including ourselves, for the way they are encouraged to change and grow. That is the ultimate wisdom of love, and that is how we empower ourselves and empower others. So take a moment now and look into your awareness to find a situation where you felt that another had power over you. Fortunately, you may have to go back a ways to find that time, and maybe it just happened yesterday. As you go into that experience, feel how it felt. Feel how it felt to allow another to have power over you, whether they were telling you to do something, making you do something, making you feel something, or if you felt that there was a form of psychic attack. In all of those cases, your response is the same. That response is to find your own inner sun. Your own inner sun is just below your rib cage, a bit to the left, within your solar plexus. Now let's take a moment and take a journey into our own inner sun. You see that inner sun, and at first it may seem as though it is far away. Or you may feel that you are right there next to it, knocking on the door, or even within it. Whatever the case may be, allow that sun to beam stronger and stronger and brighter and brighter. So whether you feel as though you are far away or right there at the door, that inner sun embraces you. The emanation of that inner sun is your firewall. the emanation of your own inner power, your own inner wisdom, your own inner spiritual love. It is that emanation that protects you from any outside influence that would be uncomfortable or to create fear. As you see that sun beaming brighter and brighter, allow it to engulf you completely. As that sun engulfs you, you see before you a golden path. Step upon that golden path. As you slowly walk the path, you see that it winds to the right and winds to the left and appears to go down into the depths of that which you are not comfortable facing. But as you have done so, the path leads up in a comfortable manner to the height of your own inner power. Take a moment now and remember, imagine, see a picture of, create a scenario in which you are fully living your inner power. Feel how you are standing strong and tall so that your third chakra is stretched, strong, open, revealing, exuding the power of your own inner multidimensional self, of your own inner light body. See yourself doing whatever it is that is a representation of your living your inner power. Feel your wisdom of how you are careful to share your power in a manner in which it is not abrasive or creating fear in others. For as you may have learned at some point in your own life, if you are afraid of your own power, then others' powers will be fearful to you as well. Now, most important of all, feel the inner love that you have for yourself unconditionally. Feel how you unconditionally love yourself. Perhaps you can't do it in every area of your life yet, but think of the areas within yourself and within your life that you love unconditionally. And as you put the unconditional love into the mix of your radiating power, you see it amplify, amplify, amplify greater and greater, until you are your own inner sun. And now, allow this path to take you to a place on Gaia's beautiful body, which you feel a need to heal, which you feel a need to protect. Go to that area and walk through that area with your inner power, with your blazing third chakra. And as you walk through the area, give blessings to all. If it's on the water, then you would swim through the area, or you would be on a boat through the area, or walk along the river. Whatever place on God's green earth, whatever place on Gaia's body you feel an intention, a desire to heal, you may find that there are many. In your imagination, feel yourself walking through these areas, and as your great inner power caresses Gaia, You feel her thanksgiving. You feel her thanking you for sharing your own power, your own healing force with her to assist her in healing herself. Now, imagine yourself in your everyday life. Mundane tasks, driving in traffic, getting the kids ready for school, doing the dishes, paying the bills. In all of these areas, feel your inner power. Feel your inner power as it radiates. Feel the wisdom that moves with this inner power. And feel, most important, the unconditional love that intermingles with your power. Blessings be. Blessings be on the powerful being that you are right now.
Great beings of light, we want you to know how your true self appears as you travel the flow. Your vessel of light floats the great cosmic sea. The gift of your love is abundant and free. The planets yourself, the sun's your dear friend, their message of light you accept and then send. The stars in your system are one with your knowing. You work as one unit for the path you are showing. Your beings expand to the heart of the galaxy, and you accept and embrace your unending odyssey. The home you once sought, you found deep within, and the new life you're making is about to begin. You're one with yourself and the self of each other. Your mind is your father, your heart is your mother. You have found and returned to the flow of all life to be free of the fear and above all the strife. To know of yourself as a family of light gives rise to vast wisdom, pure love, and great might. From the core of the one you remember each day, there is always a reason and forever a way. To find your great light, you look deep inside, where only love lives and fear cannot hide. Your bright inner light finds life all around, where peace, love, and beauty exists and abounds. You may lose your great blessing to the jaws of illusion and fall into the depths of fear and confusion, but your family of light will open your eyes so you can remember all life is a prize free for the taking. Just ask and you'll have it. But fear's an old friend, and worse yet, it's a habit. But if you call to the family to remember your being, you will enter their feeling, their hearing, and seeing. With your family of light around you once more, you can never feel empty, lonely, or poor. The wealth of pure spirit lives at one with your soul. As you travel the cosmos, once again, you are whole.